Keller title. A Case of Mistaken Identity. A critique of Timothy Keller on regeneration. Written and read by David H. J. Gay. A Case of Mistaken Identity. A critique of Timothy Keller on regeneration. No longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Ephesians 4, verse 14. Far too frequently the conception entertained of conversion is so superficial and beggarly that it completely fails to take account of the momentous change of which conversion is the fruit. And the whole notion of what is involved in the application of redemption becomes so attenuated that it has little or no resemblance to that which the gospel teaches. Regeneration is at the basis of all change in heart and life. It is a stupendous change, because it is God's recreative act. A cheap and tawdry evangelism has tended to rob the gospel which it proclaims of that invincible power which is the glory of the gospel of sovereign grace. John Murray. Thomas Manton. When a fire is kindled in a city, we do not say coldly, "Yonder is a great fire, I hope it does no harm." No, we cry, "Fire, fire." Just so, in times of public defection from the gospel, we are not to read tame lectures on social action or fight with ghosts and antiquated errors, but to oppose with all earnestness the growing evils of the world, whatever it may cost us. C.H. Spurgeon commented, "If men valued truth as they do their goods and their houses, they would not regard error with such cool contentment as they often do." The cant of the present day cries, be nice, as if it were not the truest love to grow indignant with that which ruins souls. It is not unloving to warn men against poisonous foods or a deadly disease, and surely it cannot be more unloving to put them upon their guard against that which will poison or rob their souls. Lukewarmness of love to truth is the real evil to be deprecated in these times. We have new doctrines among us, full of great mischief, and against these there is need to raise an earnest outcry, lest they gain so great a headway that the gospel should be set on fire. Lord, arouse your watchmen, and bid them arouse all your saints, for the times are full of danger.